Clavicus Vile, Daedric Prince of Power and Wishes. Of the Daedric Princes, there are a few that enjoy toying with mortals and take pleasure in their misery. One of these princes is Clavicus Vile, the Prince of Bargains, Trickery, and Wishes. Clavicus Vile's most common act of trickery is appearing to individuals who wish for something, and then granting their wish with a malicious twist to it. Since it's also said that he enjoys collecting mortal souls, Clavicus Vile shares many traits with a devil or demon, especially the depiction of Mephistopheles in the Faust legend. Clavicus Vile most often appears in the form of a short, male humanoid with horns growing from his head. He generally appears before mortals in order to grant their wishes. Although he's most often self-serving while fulfilling these wishes, twisting the wish or going back on his deal at inopportune times, he does occasionally play fair. He will sometimes fulfill his end of the bargain and provide magical artifacts, or gamble with mortals without cheating. His realm of oblivion is unnamed, and appears as an idyllic countryside covered in meadows, fields, and majestic cities. Supposedly, the air smells of both perfume and rotting flesh. Perhaps just as interesting as Clavicus Vile is his companion, a creature named Barbus that most often takes the form of a dog. Barbus seems to contain a significant amount of Clavicus's power, as he is weakened without Barbus at his side. Cave paintings of Clavicus and Barbus go back all the way to the Morethic era, but Clavicus has a tendency to abandon Barbus at times. Although Barbus most commonly takes the form of a dog, he is capable of shape-shifting, and has occasionally appeared as a sentient scamp who went by the name of Creeper. Even though Barbus doesn't seem to share Clavicus's penchant for malicious trickery, he is capable of his own misdeeds, but is mostly simply loyal to Clavicus Vile. Since Clavicus often gives various artifacts and gifts to mortals as part of wishes and bargains, there are a number of Daedric artifacts associated with him, most notably the Mask of Clavicus Vile. The mask is an artifact created in Clavicus' own image, and makes the wearer far more agreeable and charismatic in the eyes of others. Although the mask has been worn by many great heroes throughout history, the most notable story of the mask speaks of a young noblewoman. When she was young, she was horribly disfigured, and so made a pact with Clavicus Vile to make her attractive again. Although the mask did not change her looks, she suddenly was admired and respected by everyone she met. She went on to marry a well-connected baron and became pregnant with his child. Clavicus Vile suddenly took the mask back, revealing her true self to the world once again. The baron banished the woman and his unborn child from his home, but 20 years later the woman's daughter returned and slew the baron. Although not created by Clavicus, the Umbra Sword also has a significant connection to the Daedric Prince. The sword was created by a witch upon the request of Clavicus, and was capable of trapping mortal souls inside of it. During its creation, Clavicus did pour some of his own essence into the sword, which apparently eventually overtook the sword, allowing it to become sentient. The sword ended up back in the hands of Clavicus at some point, who brought it back to his realm of oblivion. Here, the independent spirit of the sword broke out, stealing some of Clavicus's power with it. The spirit used that power to carve out a portion of Clavicus Vile's realm of oblivion, creating a floating city above Tamriel. Eventually, however, the spirit of Umbra was absorbed back into the sword before the sword disappeared from the mortal plane. Other artifacts include the Bitter Cup, a goblet that increases one of a player's attributes by 20, while reducing another by 20. The Fey Falcon was an enchanted quill that caused its owner to incessantly write with it, eventually forcing them to write suicidal messages before they're driven to kill themselves. The Rueful Axe was given to a mage who asked Clavicus for a cure for his daughter's lycanthropy as one of his little jests. There are Daedric princes of destruction and cruelty, of corruption and darkness, elements, and of trickery and intellect. Despite Clavicus Vile having a strong reputation of deceiving and toying with mortals, that doesn't stop people from continuing to call on him in times of need. Although desire is always a strong concept of mortality, there is a reason they say to never make a deal with the devil.